You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Rabbi Rami Shapiro has called Ecclesiastes the most honest book in the Bible. It defines God as an impersonal reality. It admits that the world is unfair, that bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. And that's just the way it is. It says people with power only care about power and that they will use and abuse you when it suits them to do so. It says politicians are corrupt, clergy are inept, and the entire system of civilization is set up to the advantage of the few at the expense of the rest. It says that life is fleeting, that everything dies and nothing lasts, and that neither power nor money nor prestige nor fame or even wisdom will save you in the end. But there are moments of joy and connectedness. And that connectedness makes all the difference. And in the common sense metaphor in our passage today, Ecclesiastes reminds us that in the face of all the challenges, struggles, and unfairness in life, we're better able to make our way in the world when we're together. So after Emily reads our passage, we're going to hear from a number of our fellow Fountains folk as a reminder of why it is we miss one another and why it's good to be together, if not in person, at least in spirit.
It's Emily coming to you from the sunny island of Okinawa, Japan.
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're doing well and putting love first, especially self-love, which I believe begins with practicing gratitude. I'm especially grateful for our theme today, unity, reminding us about strength in numbers. Stay connected to your church family and thank God every day, even on the crappy days, maybe even especially on the crappy days, for the many blessings in your life because they are abundant. Grateful to be putting love first. I'm Denise Rucci, Fountain member since 2002. Thank you. I'm grateful for you.
Hi, folks. Greetings from Michigan. One of the things that I've been doing to cope with this stay home and stay safe time is to bake chocolate chip cookies and share them with the neighborhood children. We have three children right next door to us that are home from school, and we see them out playing quite a bit and know they're struggling through this time as well. And one of the memories I have as a child their age was how a neighbor made cookies and offered them to us. And I thought I would recreate that memory for them. And so twice during this time, I've taken a plate of cookies over there. Their mom said that as they were eating them and how commenting on how good they tasted, they were wondering about the ingredients. And one of the kids said, "I think the best ingredient is love, and that's what makes them so good." And she shared that with us. It really made me feel good. I know that any time I can do something to help another, I feel better about myself. Chocolate chip cookies have been the order of the day. Blessings to all of you. Stay safe and stay well.
Hey guys, Gina Tompkins here from San Diego, California. Hope everyone is doing well. I decided to read a poem for you all. You may have seen it across your social medias lately. It's been pretty popular lately, so you probably have heard it. It's called "And the People Stayed Home," and it's written by an author named Kitty O'Meara. And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and learned new ways of being and were still and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows, and the people began to think differently, and the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses and made new choices and dreamed new images and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully, as they had also been healed. Thanks. Stay well, everybody. Stay home.
Did you know pandas eat 12 hours a day? Maybe that's why they call it a pandemic. I thought I had the stress eating thing under control, but maybe I am eating too much. Little Debbie came by the house yesterday looking for her snack cakes. Still, I heard someone say that it might be good to carry a few extra pounds during this pandemic, you know, in case you get sick. I figure I'm good till July of 2027. So anyway, 2 days ago, I removed all the junk food from my house. It was delicious.
Hi, everyone. It's Hunter and Nancy Lott. Hope this message finds you well. We miss you. We are both still working and working from home.
What we've figured out is that in these last 6 weeks together, we've spent more time alone than we have in the last 40 years of our marriage.
And it's going well, and so we wanted to share our secret to success.
What we've done is invent an imaginary coworker. We've named him Patrick.
For instance, who knew that tea bags you could use more than one time?
And it's easy to blame Patrick when things get piled up on every horizontal space in the house.
So here's from Hunter, Nancy, and Patrick.
Stay happy, healthy, safe.
Hello, friends. One thing that's been helpful for me is a little bit of creative play every day. I've been spending a lot of time with my crayons and markers, even sometimes just a ballpoint pen and a blank piece of paper, coloring, sketching, doodling, drawing. I'm not brilliant at any of that, but I sure enjoy it, and it helps me climb out of the cramped space in my head and back into the present moment. I hope that's helpful. Be well, friends. I wish you well.
Hi, I'm Scott Whitmire. One thing that I've learned through all this is just how much of our economy depends on people who make a living off the rest of us paying money to have fun. I would add to that the people who deliver our food and our goods and work in the grocery stores and the restaurants. It's amazing how much of a dent they made when all those people were out of work. Most of us are still working. And yet, everybody feels like there's a crisis, and there is. But the problem is that those people who are out of work right now are among the lowest paid people in the economy. And that's wrong, because it's obvious now that we need them. We depend on them, literally for life in some cases. I want to thank all those who deliver our goods and work in grocery stores and keep those open, because we couldn't survive without them. It's not like we can go out in the field and pull it out of the field like we used to. But I want to encourage everybody to hang tough and stick together and be nice to each other. And we'll get through this together on the other side. I'm looking forward to going back to church. And we'll see you when you get done.
But I'm keeping my spirits up because, you know, during a pandemic, hope comes in all shapes and sizes. Small, medium, large, extra cheese, thick crust. You know, maybe this mask protects more than just our lungs.
Hi, everyone. My name is Michael. I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you today. The first is that though this is a strange time to be living in our country, what I have found is that it is an extremely peaceful time, and that's been centering for me. But the other thing that I have been reminded of is that sheltering in place with the one you love is a real gift and never a burden. I hope you are all well, and I look forward to giving you all hugs when we can be together again.
One of the greatest gifts I received from my time in Arizona was the wonder of creation in the midst of the harshness of the desert. I've been blessed recently with reconnecting to God through creation, through Celtic wisdom, especially during this time of pandemic and in this springtime where everything is blossoming and blooming around us. Through recent weeks, I've been nourished by my walks through this springtime that's just erupting in noise and wonderful colors, and it's just been fantastic, especially during the time of pandemic. God's creation is alive with beauty because of God and no one else. God's doing God's thing, and creation's going to be doing creation's thing long after we are gone. I hear a message of hope and promise through these words of John O'Donohue, so let me just close my time with these words. May you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder. May your heart be filled with wonder. May it be so. Take care and have a great day.
Hey, it's good to see you all virtually. I have a story I want to share with you about something that's happened to me over the past several months. When was the last time you had one of those experiences in which you went through something that you knew was pretty monumental in your life, but you didn't know what it really was or how to understand it? Well, that happened to me several months ago, and I'm just now beginning to put it together and understand it. I've had 11 animals in the past 45 years, totally focused on them and on other important people in my life, too, humans. I started losing my 3 canine boys 2 years ago, and the third one just died January 2nd. I was in my motorhome camping and seriously dreading coming back home the end of March without any canines in my house. I mean, I was really dreading it. I was crying at the drop of a hat, stomach distress, all kinds of emotional and physical distress. And then COVID-19 hits. Everyone's world is turned upside down. I returned home 10 days early, dreading walking into the empty house. The first week was one of the worst in my entire life. Empty house, no little four-legged canines or felines around. And then the news was worse. People were getting sick and dying all over the planet. Truly awful. One of those moments that comes along just a few times in one's life, thank goodness. The black cloud, however, hung over my head constantly. The sense of dread and doom was palpable. Something my niece said, however, really struck home. We were having mimosas, actually, one morning. And she said, you know, what you have to do is learn how to love yourself and live with yourself. Really. She said, no distractions. Well, my mind tends to overanalyze, but that kind of kick in the butt was something I needed. She's 49, an old soul. I began thinking, meditating, which is my form of prayer. After the fact, I realized creation was saying to me, aha, now that I have your attention, there are some things on the plate in front of you that you can learn from, or not, your choice. I took the bait. I later realized forced shelter in place at home was the only way creation could get my attention. I'm starting to live with myself happily. For the first time in almost 8 decades, I'm still evolving, still being created. I don't know where I'll end up, but I'm happy with that too.
Sure wish I could go to a ball game and eat a hot dog. There is a silver lining. Here it is, the beginning of May, and the Cubs are undefeated, and the Cardinals have yet to win a game. Be smart, be safe, be well.
What do you think will be the color of the ink in the pen you use to write your song if you knew you had just one year to live? The whole cast in your play, from the villains and the thieves to the hero of the day, will think back on you. Will they smile, shed a tear? Will your scars all fade away along with your face? You can smile with me, you can cry with me, love unconditionally. You can smile with me, cry with me, love unconditionally. Your end is nigh and so is mine. Despite what sets us apart, we all shall depart. Far be it from me to drop this weight on your back. It's no fun to ruminate on this cold hard fact that we all have an ending page, a last sentence, a final word. Before I read your mind, I hope that you heard. You can smile with me, you can cry with me, love unconditionally. You can smile with me, cry with me, love unconditionally. Back to your song, maybe you'll write more than one. The first scribbled in red from your heart, not your head. Or the well might be green from an envy unseen by the folks in a haze, from their constant inward gaze. But invisible ink, you gotta pour it down the drain. Despite all the pleasure, despite all the pain, you can smile with me, you can cry with me. Ring out the souls of those hateful, cruel trolls, and use the black that drains out to scream and to shout. You weren't immune to the pain they caused with their hate, and you'll write a verse to forgive. Life's short, gotta live. So write it, sing it loud, or whisper it soft. All songs come to an end, but I'll remind you once again, you can smile with me, you can cry with me, love unconditionally.
Hi there, friends from the Fountains. I miss you all very much.
and just wanted to share a little bit about how sheltered home is going for me. So many things are very much the same. I still live here alone and I still work from home, and those things are going good. My job is taking up lots and lots of my time, which I'm not complaining because I'm blessed to have one and to have one where I'm still busy and being paid. I think the hardest thing for me has been realizing that all the self-improvement projects I had that I blamed on the fact that I had to travel, or the fact that I, you know, had these challenges and things I had to do in my life outside my home. It turns out not true. Can't do those things anyway. Still can't lose 20 pounds. Still can't get on an exercise regime. Like, those things still out of reach for me. So even with all this time, not accomplishing some things that I'd like to accomplish. However, I would say that the thing I am learning is to be super, super kind to myself. Meditating a lot, spending time listening to kind of inspiring things on podcasts or on certain sites that I visit frequently, trying to stay far away from the news as I can, but still be conscious. Thinking about the time that we'll all be back together again, which will hopefully be very soon. So stay well, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information or to support this outreach with a donation, visit www.weputlovefirst.org.